You know, most of us who do business work have been sort of belly crawling under the radar of tort reform and judicial interference. And as you just heard from Mark, that day is unfortunately over. There has been a lot of activity in the realm of business torts as well as remedies. And, you know, most of us who do business work, we're both plaintiff and defendant. I like to say that if you can't come up with a counterclaim, you're probably not thinking hard enough, right? So this should impact all of you if you do any sort of business work. Now, the kind of the iconic tort for business torts is tortious interference. And, of course, you know that you can get tortious interference with existing contracts. But a big issue in Texas law has been, can you get tortious interference with an at-will contract? Well, in the El Paso healthcare case this year, the Texas Supreme Court didn't take that head on. But they addressed a nurse who was a whistleblower who had been contracted out to another hospital. And she said that that the other hospital tortiously interfered with her relationship with the second hospital when she whistleblew. And the court said, the court reaffirmed that in tortious interference with existing contracts, you don't have to show an independent injury. It then cited case law that talks about tortious interference with at-will contracts, and yet found that this nurse could not recover because she was not guaranteed any shifts. So tortious interference with at-will contracts, we need some workarounds, guys, so when you figure it out, let me know. Can you get tortious interference with a troubled contract? A contract that by the time you get to trial, that deal was dead. It was, turns out, Mike's firm and I had one of these where, you know, by the time you get to trial, that oil and gas price has fallen really dramatically.